I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
is on alert.
With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB.
Depend on it.
This is Scott Slade, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. But you really should go to sleep right now so you can wake up in time to hear Atlanta's morning news tomorrow starting at 4:30 a.m. I can see your eyes moving. I know you're pretending.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show, Mark Arum Show, here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Low T and Longoria filling in for Mark. He's up in Connecticut at his college reunion, so no telling what kind of shenanigans he's getting into. We're talking about self-driving cars.
Yeah. Do you want them? Do you want all that control out of your hands, you know?
Yeah.
Let them deal with it.
I'm good with the sensor stuff, you know, helping me out. I think there's a need for that. But these self-driving cars and everything, I just think it's a dangerous idea. One thing I got during the break, my buddy Phil, he is a ex-police officer. He said, former, one thought on self-driving cars. If the car is on autopilot and has a moving violation, is the driver subject to be cited? Because technically, the driver's not driving.
Yeah.
The car is. So the car's making decisions. If something happens, are you still liable?
Well, that would be kind of hard to prove, too. You know, you could totally be like, oh, well, I mean, I have a self-driving car. I wasn't driving it. I mean, it would have to be a self-driving car. It couldn't be like a, you know,
old car,
and you're like, yeah, this one is self-driving.
This one's self-driving. Like, no,
it's
it isn't.
Pinto or something.
Like,
you know?
No, it isn't, sir. You just tied your shoestring from the from the steering wheel to your seat, and then you crawled in the back to take a nap. No, but that's interesting. I assume the driver would still be liable, but I mean, how do you fault somebody if the car has any kind of malfunction, the sensors have a malfunction, and whacks into somebody?
Well, like, along those same lines, one of the great questions I heard about this was, all right, say you're driving, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the car's driving,
right,
and there's traffic blocking the other direction, so you can't go left, mm-hmm, and the person in front of you, it's like a bus full of whatever, slams on
nuns.
The brakes, right? Nuns.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of school children to the right where you would exit to not hit the bus.
Mm-hmm.
What does the car do at that point?
I don't know.
How does it choose whether to run into this or that? Or
that's the dangerous thing with this. If this was to become prominent, I mean, look, I can't do simple math because of calculators anymore. My spelling is terrible. No, I'm serious. Listen to this. My spelling is terrible because of autocorrect. I don't have to even think about it, right? If you were to implement this, eventually at some point you'd stop paying attention to the road. You'd stop paying attention to, mm-hmm, what's going on.
Right.
And then those real world decisions that, I'm sorry, there isn't enough computer code in the world to make them,
mm-hmm,
at least right now. You know, I know artificial intelligence and our overlords are probably on the way.
It's coming.
I'm hoping I'm dead and gone
Skynet
by the time it happens. Exactly. But seriously, they can't make real world snap decisions
like
that where you have to decide, do I veer left or veer right?
Right.
Like, you just don't know. And I don't know. Technology's cool.
And then, like you said, if it makes the wrong decision, who's held responsible
for fault,
that? Is
right.
it you? Is it the car? Is it the company that made
the
AI?
Yeah, I mean, what are they
going
to take the computer to court? And, like,
well,
you know,
here's the thing.
Deaths and
and that's the other thing, too. A company that came out with a software, can you imagine
the liability?
Oh,
wow,
like,
yeah,
they don't even know if it's worth it. The sensor stuff, I think, is great to help be safer, because we are distracted drivers all the time. Even
100%.
If we're not on our phones, we're rubbernecking, gawking around, not whatever, having conversation.
Right, right.
So that stuff, I think there's a need for. I don't know. Plus, I would be really weirded out to be in a car that a human is not in control, mm-hmm, of.
Yeah.
Although I've ridden around with Hot Neighbor, and I think that probably artificial intelligent computer system would probably feel safer in than driving around with her. My God, that woman.
You got the handle of doom going on in that.
Handle is my friend. I mean, I will look over at her and she'll be like, what? I'm like, nothing. I feel like 2 years of my life just got peeled off onto the floor.
We were doing 100 coming up to that stop sign, so.
And she's like, I've never been in a wreck. I'm like, I don't know how. I really don't. I don't know how you haven't whacked anybody yet because you drive like a lunatic.
I don't know how.
She does. I'm like, I don't know how. I'm like, I don't. It's just, it's amazing to me. So. All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Want your thoughts on artificially driving cars and whatnot. Ryan in Atlanta. Ryan, what's going on, man? Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, I must be married to your wife's sister because mine's the same way. Let's do 90 to the stop sign, you know? So.
It's like I can... We both have the same depth perception. I know that you should have started braking 150 feet back there, but man, you wait till the last second. I'm constantly lurching. I'm surprised I don't have a permanent
seatbelt mark
across my chest from lurching forward all the time. Good Lord.
You and I are never going to retire with the amount of brakes we're putting on cars.
No! In fact, that's funny. She actually does have to go get her brakes. She got new tires, and now she's got to get brakes replaced. So
the point I was going to make, one first point was, I think the Good Wife has already had a liability, one of their episodes dealing with liability with auto intelligence cars or something. So they're already bringing this into media, but. The second thing is, I'm good with auto intelligence cars or the driver assist if it would tell the idiots in the left lane going 51 miles an hour with nine cars behind.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
And you know, around here, the slower drivers, I think people are so used to driving at a faster rate that people that drive slow, I think, are more dangerous in a lot of instances around here.
Oh yeah,
they're causing road rage.
And then people make really angry decisions to like zip around somebody or whatever. And I just, those people that drive the speed limit, I mean, really, you should have your licenses revoked and be flogged. You need to go at least 10 miles an hour over.
This is Georgia.
Kidding.
Whatever it says, add 10 to it.
Add 10, 15 miles, you're good. Because if you're driving the speed limit, there's 40 people behind you that want to set your car on fire. That's all I'm saying.
last point was, I just made a trip back for business from New Orleans. And, of course, driving on I-10. Would have been pretty cool if I could have fallen in maybe behind five people in the right lane and we're, you know, clicking along 70, 73, 75 miles an hour, and we just kind of were a train, and if the cars were talking, I could see that. But
yeah, maybe if you had your own, like you know how like we have a peach pass lane or something, but it's like only cars with computers.
The autonomous car lane.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that would be a way to sort of introduce this as, you know, you have, instead of the HOV lane, this is, if you have this system, if cars, trucks, whatever, you get this, then I think you start to take some of the human element out of everything else around you, and you can focus on that. That would be okay.
Yeah,
I would be down for that.
Like he's saying, like if you're on a long stretch of road,
right?
Like if you're on 75 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah, you probably need to be driving the car because who knows what the rest of the people are going to be doing.
Absolutely. Ryan, appreciate the phone call, man. Rick in Brookhaven. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've been driving here since 1975, and I've noticed, like, in the past 10 years, when the cell phones came out, that's when all the drivers seemed like it all went to, you know, crap, and they're all driving like nuts.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that if the self-driving cars were everywhere, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference in them and the people with the cell phones.
It's true.
I don't think you would be able to notice that there were self-driving cars because they would drive the same way that the people talking on the phones are driving.
I'm surprised that they haven't put, I'm legitimately surprised at this point with the amount of distracted driving due to cell phones. I'm surprised that newer model cars haven't come out with a total cell phone jam on the car that the second you get in there.
Well, I know they have some for teenagers. Like
those things exist.
Do they?
Yeah, like, well, I don't know, not in cars, but I know there was one made for like to bring families back together.
Right.
You put it at the dinner, like it's like a pepper cracker and it shuts off all.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Do you know, I would just walk around the mall with that.
Just mess with people.
Stand by people.
Pepper. Why is that guy got a pepper cracker?
Why is that guy cracking pepper? Why is my phone not working? What is going on? Yeah.
Google that.
I think Samsung is on the right track with, you know, having them catch on fire. If they could just
that. Yeah, there you go.
Shots fired.
The car.
Shots fired.
Your phone would catch on fire before you could turn the ignition on. That would be great.
Got to deal with that before you could go anywhere.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that.
Speaking of those phones, you know, when we're flying flying back from Austin, we were waiting for our flight, and the announcer came on and said, if you have
a Samsung phone,
Samsung S7, they were like, please turn it off now. We will not let you on the plane with it, and you cannot charge it. I was like, wow, that's kind of...
They were the last flight that we took when we went to New Jersey a couple of weeks ago. They were kind of Nazis about it. Those ladies were walking around, and they were eyeing everybody's phone to make sure if their phone was on, it was not one of those.
Yeah.
And if you had one plugged in, they actually asked to see it. If they saw one of the cell phones plugged in, they wanted to see what phone it was.
Wow.
Yeah, they weren't screwing around. They did not want... I was fine with.
Oh, yeah. You don't want something catching fire when you're 35,000 feet in the air.
I don't want anything catching fire on a plane. Hey, Rick, we appreciate the phone call, man. Do we got... Yeah, we're good. Greg in Monroe. Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. I'm going to iterate something that you were talking about with Floyd.
Okay.
I am a professional truck driver. I've been doing it for many, many years. And after the early 2000s, they started infiltrating in the commercial trucks, collision avoidance systems and so forth, which was just early warning systems, and everything was fine. It still gave the driver complete control of the truck or whatever. But as of 2010 or later, for Freightliner and Volvo, they have infiltrated AI systems into their trucks. And
When you say AI, what is it doing other than like responsive stuff, signals? What is it doing, anything additional to that?
If it's in cruise control mode, it will totally overpower your braking or engine decompression systems. If there's anything that it detects on the sensors, it will either jab your brakes on or instantly reduce your speed, even in cruise control, standard cruise control mode.
I gotta jump in here. That's two things. One, when a car breaks and I'm not ready for it, it freaks me out.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm riding. But the other thing is
100%.
Those cruise control assists that if you turn, you're in cruise control and you turn it on, right, and you notice yourself creeping up on somebody, those darn things will start to slow your speed down incrementally.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I've been in cars where you're clipping along 80 miles an hour, and then you look down, you're doing 62, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And you turn it off and drive around it, because it'll just slow down.
Yeah, it'll slow you down.
If you're not paying attention, it'll just slow you down. Yeah, it's actually kind of aggravating.
Right. And that gets really frustrating in big trucks when you're doing that, and somebody gets in front of you, and they start slowing down, or they're running a slower speed, it reduces your speed as well.
Yeah, and it takes those trucks a lot longer to pick speed back up. Hey, Greg, I appreciate the phone call. We got to jump out here. We got a break coming up. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Kendra, Marco, Carlos, Alex, John, geez, Travis, you guys hang on. We'll get to your calls next here on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. Low T Chuck and Longoria filling in for Mark. He's at his college reunion. We're talking about cars.
Yeah.
Self-driving cars. I had a brain fart. I forgot what we were talking about for a second. I just saw all the phone calls and I was like, why are these people calling?
It's for me.
Yeah, they're all for
Buford.
Asking Buford on a date.
Gross. Kendra in Bethlehem. Kendra, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was just going to say that you were talking about people that just like to drive, and that they probably wouldn't like that kind of car. But for me, I get really car sick if I'm not the one driving. So it's kind of sad, even like when my husband and I have date night, I want him to drive and, you know, open my car door for me, blah, blah, blah. But If I do.
But you're over there just trying to keep from yakking. You're just getting queasy. Exactly. You're like starting to sweat. And you're like, oh, God, I got to get in the driver's seat.
Maybe she needs to install one of those, like the second driver. You know, like when you could take a driving test, they always have the guy that has the brake. You know,
that's what you need to do is you need to get a portable steering wheel. Yeah. That just mounts to the jockey box in front of you, and then you can pretend like you're driving.
Yeah, you pretend like you're.
Hey, just pretend you're in England and you're on a trip to a foreign country.
That's pretty funny.
Do you legitimately just even the passenger seat? Because I'll get carsick in the back.
I get carsick if I'm reading in the car.
I can't read. I don't read in a car at all. Oh yeah.
I actually do better in the back seat. There's just something about being in the front and seeing. If I can't see what's going on, then I can do better than if I'm sitting in the front passenger seat and like can see.
Well, so you can just tell your husband to kind of like drive you around like you're in a cab or something, or taking Uber or something.
What if you slide over? Is there a middle seat in your rig?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you could slide over to the middle seat and pretend like you're in junior high, and you know, you can.
Oh, you know, that bugs me. Guys that have, or people that have trucks,
yes,
and they sit next to each other. Like, they have a bench seat, but they sit next to each other.
Those are the same people that I want to set on fire, because they're the same people. They're the same people that when they go to dinner, and I really apologize if this is you. I really do.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
If the couple sits on the same side of the table. I want to throw
wrong
food.
With that?
I want to throw food at them.
It's if uncomfortable.
You're old, if you're 80, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
If you're under 80, it's weird.
Yeah, it just looks weird to me.
It does look weird, but I don't really see the problem with
it. No, it's terrible. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's almost like it's almost like a waste of a table. You might as well sit like at a diner bench where you have to sit next to each other. You know?
Restaurant police, like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, but it really makes
It makes me uncomfortable too.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm very.
I've never done that with any woman that I've dated ever. Like,
no,
sit next to me on the bench seat or sit on the same side. Never.
No, sit on the other side. Kendra, do you and your husband do that?
We do.
No, I'm sorry. I would never throw food at you, but
yeah, he would just set you on fire.
I've been married 23 years now, so we're separating a little.
Okay, I mean, all right, getting some space in between you.
We're still in love, but you know we don't. I'm kind of sitting across from the table now, but. This year was the first year we actually went on vacation separately.
Oh, wow. Separate vacations.
Years. Wow. That's a big step.
It was.
the first time, a couple of times, actually Hot Neighbor and I laid down some rules like right away before even our first day. Like if you do this, this is going to go this isn't going to go.
Right.
And one of the things she said, she goes, if you even try to sit on the same side of the table with me, I will kick you in the stomach. That's what she said. She's like, I will kick you in the stomach. Yeah. I was like, all right, I will not be sitting on the same side at the table as you. I think it's because it makes it easier for her to eat off my plate if I'm on the other side.
Well, yeah, and it'd be hard to talk. I mean, you got to
I don't want to turn my head.
I want to talk to somebody. I want to be,
Although I will say this. When they're sitting next to you, you don't have to look at them. You know how odd it is to try and talk and eat and look at somebody at the same time? I don't want to watch people chew. So that I could see. Like, if someone's a gross chewer, I'd rather they were next to me than in front of me.
But then you're probably not dating that person if they're a gross chewer.
I don't know, man.
What if it's like a first date or something?
Yeah. I mean, if they're a 10, I'll put up with a lot of stuff, man.
Just not that. Just not that.
Just not the side to side.
Hey, Kendra, I appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Have a great night. I'm serious. The sitting on the same side.
Yeah, it bugs me too. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It just bugs me.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
You guys are weird.
No, we're not. we're totally normal. All right, stick around. News, weather, and traffic. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Marco, Carlos, Mike, Alex, John, Travis, you guys hang on. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Yo, this is Jamie Foxx, and you're listening to my man, Mark Arum.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Shep and Ham, tell me about the master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Low T Chuck and Longoria almost just mushed all that together talking too fast. Filling in for Mark off on his college reunion.
College reunion, yeah.
Yeah, hanging out. So we're just getting you guys' thoughts. There's a story out here about developing the technology more and more for self-driving cars and whatnot. And I'm super creeped out by it.
as people sitting on the same side of now, at a restaurant.
K-Dubs texted me, and she had a really good point. You know, did you guys ever see the video of the people hacking the Jeeps?
Could you imagine
some angsty teenagers that just went like, well, we're going to hack this dude's car and drive him off the side of a road? Like, it could totally happen. That's just,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's
now you weirded me out even more.
So I'm just saying.
You really just bring it all down,
yeah, you
don't
just bring
you?
The show
I
down.
Like to just wow. really depress.
We need you to board out more often.
Yes.
The Bette Midler for the rest of the show.
Oh, gosh.
Alex in Smyrna. Alex, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Right. What's up?
Well, he kind of stole my thunder there with the hacking the driverless
car. That's what he does. He just steps on everybody's jokes. He steals their thunder.
It's okay.
He's
going to
take your date and kick your dog probably next.
Sit on the same side.
You guys mentioned what happens if you get a ticket or you get in a car accident.
Yeah.
It's the car's fault. I believe, I might be wrong, but I think it was Tesla actually came out and said that if something happens, you get in a car accident or you get a ticket and it's the car's fault, that they will actually pay for any of the damages or the ticket or, you know, what have you.
Well, I could see that because there's only a handful of Teslas on the road compared to other cars. And the guy, and Elon Musk is worth a gajillion dollars. So he's like, yeah, I'll do it for a while. They'll stop that eventually. But
if there's enough of them.
If you produce 10 cars out of the millions that are on the road, like, hey, I'll cover your cost if you ran into somebody. Yeah. Like,
what is the excitement about Tesla? I mean, I've never been in one, but
I don't know.
It looks like a normal car, but very, very expensive. Yeah,
he can tell us.
We need.
He likes the.
Hang on. I love cars.
Yeah,
they're really, really fast for one.
Yes.
They look good. They're fast.
Like you get a ticket fast. I mean,
like off the line, they're probably one of the fastest cars in the world.
Yeah, and they're an electric car, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and they look good, and they're fancy.
Yeah, they're just
they drive
themselves. It's like a luxury electric car, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're making Clark Howard money, you can buy one.
Well, they are releasing one. I don't know. It was up to a whole bunch of pre-orders, but it's like a $30,000 version of the nicer ones. So everyday person's.
Right.
Version.
Oh,
doesn't go as fast, probably.
I highly doubt it'll go.
So we can get a poor man's version of the Tesla?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, there's like, I'm sure, that, I think they got like a 500,000 pre-orders or something, so you got to get in line for that one, but...
All right. Well, I'll stick around the radio for another 30 years. Maybe I can afford one.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you a raise.
John, and I have no idea where you're at, John. Anyway, what's up? John?
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's John, a truck driver, and I had a couple things on that. You were talking about, these sensors in these cars and stuff like that right there.
Yes, sir.
Early warning braking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've actually had that in a big truck, and unlike the other gentleman who said, when you were in cruise control, the truck that I was driving, if you had your foot on the fuel and you were going, when you got within about 50, 75 feet of a vehicle in front of you, it would actually deregulate your power. And if you got, within 15 feet, it would hit your brakes.
Hmm.
And I actually had that instance happen in the gorge, in the rain. Luckily, we were only going about 30 miles an hour and uphill, when I had a vehicle that decided to pass me and jump between me and the truck ahead of me, but they were only, 15 feet in front of me.
Sure,
right. I'd be like, King Deer jackknifed me in the
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Everybody starts.
Yeah.
I don't
have one on this side, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say, none of us.
I got it.
I'm used to it.
All right. All right. We got, who do we got next? Oh, Marco in Lilburn. Marco, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man?
Not much, but yeah, these guys are touching on the same thing I wanted to touch on the sensors, because it not only just, it's great when you're tailgating, it keeps you from tailgating, but you can go under a bridge, and if these sensors detect it, next thing you know, you're just calmly driving, and then boom, it's like somebody just slammed the brakes on So it doesn't even have to be a car around you. It, yeah, going under a bridge, those brakes have engaged, and like you said, yeah, those brakes hit hard while you're not even detecting it. Wow.
Is there a way to disable that? Like,
and well, what you do is you press your clutch or you hit the brake, and it'll disable it exactly. Because if not, it'll just keep pressing the brake, and like you said, if it's wet, you may jackknife.
Oof!
Yeah,
so, that's the first thing you have to do is hit the brake or the clutch.
But that's the kind of thing that I worry about with people relying on some of this stuff too much or becoming too is it can't be aware and predict all of the environment around you. So slick conditions, really congested roads. It can't know that stuff. It can only go so far, and so that's what I worry about. And especially with big rigs is. Man, I can just see that turning into a bad deal.
Even somebody passing you, it's engaged before, so they don't even have to be in front of you. Somebody right next to you, those sensors go off. I don't know if they have to be calibrated or what, but it doesn't happen often. But when it does happen, it's a scary moment.
Now, can you just ride without that engaged at all? Like, can you just...
Then just don't use the cruise control.
Oh, okay. But
it won't happen unless you use the cruise control.
But you're driving a big rig, quite a.
The lane changing now that will go off on ours. The two speakers will thump, and you'll know that you're not in your lane. But you can press the button and it disengages it, but it reengages like every 30 seconds or something.
Oh, okay.
Now, do the trucking companies want you to use that because they think it's safer for you?
A lot of guys, they fall asleep. So when they go off the lane and it wakes you up, those speakers. It's loud, but it's not real loud, but it's annoying. So I guess
it's kind of like those bumps on the side of the road that if you kind of go off.
Is it like Ericsson's rig? If you've got that on and you just float into another lane, or you're actually changing lanes, if you turn your blinker on, will it disengage that, or will it happen anytime you change lanes without indicating?
And I tried that exactly. I don't think it happens when you have your blinker on exactly.
Okay.
So if you're not using your blinker. It will detect it exactly.
I mean, I get where it's all going, and I think it's probably helping. And I'm sure there's somebody some nerd with a spreadsheet somewhere that's, especially for truckers, it's been like, oh, it's reduced all of this whatever. But I don't know, man. You get to a point
But as long as you have the human element around you. There's going to be that air. I mean, like you said, people cut. I mean, I've seen people cut in front of, 18-wheelers.
Compensate for it.
And I'm I don't even know why you did that, dude. Like, that is, you're just asking for a death sentence right there.
Every day they do it,
Makes no sense. I try to get away as far away from an 18-wheeler as possible. If I'm riding next to one,
that's what I tell everybody.
I'll switch three lanes and ride in the slow lane.
I try not to. I know it's a huge rig. It's a tough job, and most people are just terrible drivers. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm in a truck. I'd rather get in a wreck with another car than get tangled up with an 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Either stay in front of it or stay behind it, because even if everybody's in control, a tire could blow, and that tire could go right in through your window.
A buddy of mine was on his motorcycle, and an 18-wheeler inside tire blew. And it went back at him, and it got caught under the front tire, and then got wedged between the front tire and his fender, and he just shot right over his motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen, man, when those tires blow, it's like shrapnel.
Oh, yeah.
It just sends it everywhere. No. All right, Marco, I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey. All right, thanks.
Take it easy. Let's go to Carlos in Hampton. Carlos, what's going on, man? Carlos? Are you there?
Everybody clap your hands.
Oh, he remembered to play it.
Amidst all these freaking mugs you got on here.
Yeah, I got three pages.
He's got so many.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. David in Sugar Hill. David, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Just tuning in the show and really enjoying it so far. I took a class on machine learning. I was a computer science major in college, so... I feel like I've seen basically the way these things work is the cars learn as they drive. That's kind of, Google had a closed test track that kind of started the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And these things get smarter and smarter and smarter as far as like learning what hazards to avoid. And I'm sure you guys remember, I may have missed it on your show, you talked about that guy who got killed by his Tesla.
Yeah.
Down in Florida earlier this year. Like what they're going to do though, the Tesla, they collect telemetry, which is like data from all around the car, hundreds of times, per second, or, you know, maybe it's right. like 20 times a second, that car can see 360 degrees. So what they do is they go back, they find out exactly what went wrong, and they correct the issue. And I really think that over the long run, the self-driving cars are going to save a lot more lives, you know, prevent a lot fewer accidents. The gentleman who was on earlier with the big rig, you know, and I have a lot of respect for those guys. They're on the road all the time. But imagine the cars. They've seen how bad human drivers can be. Imagine if all the cars were, you know, didn't have human inner operators. You know, the guys were just, the cars were driving themselves. It was hands off. There'd be fewer accidents, fewer traffic jams on 285. Cars could follow. You wouldn't have to even widen roads because cars can follow bumper to bumper at like 90 miles an hour and not get an accident. God, you don't even have to expand highways anymore. No more construction.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. Just letting go and letting it do its thing and trusting that it's going to go ahead and
Andrew, it's taken how many decades to get all cars on the roads up to emissions, catalytic converters, all this stuff. If you start talking about this type of technology and the expense it goes into, you're talking about multi-generations down the road before enough cars on the road have this, where what we're talking about now is actually realistic. And retrofitting would have to be done at either the expense of the consumer. I mean,
retrofit. It's got to be a new car, retrofit.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, maybe by the time I'm 80, they'll have, you know, most of this figured out. I think it's really cool technology. It's amazing what they're able to do. I'm just super leery about it.
What about the option with like an Uber? Like, let's say that you don't own your own car anymore. You want a car. You summon one. It shows up. It kind of decreases the actual total cost of ownership of the vehicle. Like,
if a car just showed up without a driver, I'd be freaked out. If I called an Uber and it just rolled up and there was
just an empty car rolled up and a door open, I'd be a little weirded out by it.
Yeah, but could you imagine that you called it? Would you get in? Right now, absolutely. If you called Uber to go home and a car showed up and didn't have anybody in there?
Yeah, I'm adventurous.
Oh, you're insane.
Yeah, I would.
So let's go, car. Where are we going?
You're 100% insane. I would never.
And you'd probably be sitting in the back seat, so if...
Oh, no, I'd have
stuff
to ride
went wrong. Like, you couldn't...
At least be close to stuff where I could make the car stop.
You know what he would do? He'd straddle the center console and he'd put his left foot
my
over
left
the
leg.
Top of it next to the brake, and he'd have his hand 2 inches from the steering wheel, and he'd just be darting his head back and forth.
The whole time, be like on the edge of a breakdown.
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to relax in something like that, you know?
I definitely could. David, I appreciate the phone call, man. We got some tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
Let's go ahead and give out the phone number.
Okay, it's 404-741-0750.
And it's
404-741-0750.
You sure that's the right number?
I believe so.
I think so. Yeah. And it is, what do we got?
Catfish
we got,
gave it to me, so yes. I'm going with that.
We got a pair of tickets to see Don Henley in concert on Sunday, January 22nd at the Fox Theater, produced by Live Nation. So, give it again?
404-741-0750.
And I don't know, caller number 5.
Yeah, let's do caller number 5 to that number.
Or whatever Catfish
number
wants
to do. Number 750.
It's like when Mark used to do that to me.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, oh, we're going to do caller number 35. It'd be like the first person called. I'd be like, you won.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here.
Caller 1, caller 42, and caller 100.
35 phone calls. It's just not happening. A pair of tickets to see Don Henley in concert on Sunday, January 22nd, the Fox Theater, produced by Live Nation. So if you guys want to... if you're interested in those tickets, go ahead and give a call. I guess we can go to break now, right?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Carlos, Todd, Blaze, hang on. We'll get to your calls right after the break. You're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Your weekdays begin very early and move very fast. Out of bed, on the road, and radio on. WSB. For Atlanta's morning news, it's WSB Triple Team Traffic with a WSB Skycopter. Kirk Mellish, dependable Atlanta weather, and the Southeast's largest news team, led by Scott Slade.
Tomorrow, the sweater weather blowing back into Atlanta and turning up the heat in campaign 2016.
Atlanta's morning news, early and often when you drive to work. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, depend on it.
People like you are saving money on their wireless service with Consumer Cellular.
Over the years, we've built careers, bought houses, and made a million hard decisions.
But one decision was easy, switching to Consumer Cellular. Now, my cell phone bill is only a fraction of what it used to be. And with Consumer Cellular, I don't have to pay for a big, expensive, unlimited plan I'm never going to use.
They have a great choice of phones, too. Check out my new one. I can go online and get the latest score.
Don't tell me. I'm recording the game.
We're proud to receive the J.D. Power Award for highest customer service among non-contract wireless providers. Stop paying too much for wireless service. Switch to Consumer Cellular. You can even keep your phone and number. And with our 30-day risk-free guarantee, it's easy. Plans start at just $10 a month with no contracts. AARP members can save even more with special discounts. Go to ConsumerCellular.com or visit a Target or Sears store today. For J.D. Power Award information, visit JDPower.com. AARP receives royalty fees for the use of its intellectual property.
This is WSB's 9 a.m. host, Herman Cain.
And I'm Shaney B. from Herman's team.
I am here to start my campaign.
Oh, no, Herman. Don't put me through this again.
My campaign to teach everyone about how they can listen to the latest Herman Cain show anytime, even after 12 noon, using the WSB radio app.
Thank God. The last time you started the campaign, you left and got on the cover of Newsweek, and I was assigned to getting coffee and answering fan mail for Mark Arum.
Download the free WSB radio app and find Listen on Demand on the menu. You can hear the latest WSB traffic report, news, and me when you want it.
Listen on Demand. Traffic, news, Herman.
Now, go get me some coffee. Blah. That's what Arum and I call On Demand.
Depend on it.
This is Charles Osgood. Auto Owners Insurance has been in business since 1916, 3 years before the pop-up toaster was invented. You wouldn't run a breakfast joint without a toaster, so you should never run your business without Auto Owners Insurance. Our independent local agents have been helping their fellow small businesses choose the right coverage. Find your agent at autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, doing the right thing since 1916.
In Cedartown, call Burgess Insurance Services at 770-748-4165.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity. And economic growth
for our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election
I'm voting
for American Energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Low T Chuck and Longoria filling in for the vacationing, Mark?
Yeah,
I guess we call it vacationing.
Yeah, he's not on holiday anymore.
just as a side note, really quickly here,
you're in trouble.
I'm scrolling through Instagram, and there's a picture of Doc that a hot neighbor put up, and the caption says, "Listening to Dad bitch about Mom's driving on WSB radio." So I got on. We have a little walkie-talkie app that we use, and I go, "Oh, so you were listening to the radio?" And she's like, "Yeah, I was."
Yeah.
So I'm in trouble now.
Yeah. Nice.
Apparently, some of the details that I recant on the radio are not exactly how things happen. I tried to tell her this is theater.
It's a show. We got to paint a picture.
Yeah. It's a performance. Yeah. I'm trying to paint a picture.
It would have been better if she posted a picture of you two sitting on the same side of a table. That would have been good.
That would never happen. Apparently now we're going to sit on that was in the message. Now she's going to make
him sit on the same side. So
all right, let's get a couple of calls because we got to get going here. Real quick, Carlos in Hampton. What's going on, Carlos?
Hey, listen, I'm sorry my call dropped. You guys are talking about Teslas and self-driving cars. There is enough sophistication out here where you can actually get applications, which I've used, to not only refuse any calls, refuse any text messages with my car, because my car is sophisticated enough. It will also tell me when I am going beyond the speed limit. It will also tell me if I am rearing over to the left or the right.
And this this is just an app for your phone, or is this something that's on your car that goes?
Yes. Oh, no, no. Well, it's paired with my car.
Okay.
And if people just take the time to look at applications that will help them drive better, they will do better. And mine happens to be a Bluetooth. But I can deny, it will send an automatic message. Hey, look, I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah, there's. I know there's a couple of, and thanks, Carlos, appreciate it. There's a couple of newer cars out here that have stuff that'll.
Yeah, and I thought it was mostly for like teenagers, you know, to keep them.
Yeah, from. Yeah. All right, Todd in Ackworth. Todd, what's going on, man? You're going to be the last call of the night. What's up?
Hola. Me last time, me cabasa. No Nintendo English.
Did you just wake up
from a coma?
You wake up from a nap?
You got to explain to him what that meant.
What's going on, Todd?
That up on Google.
I will.
Exactly how to say that.
There you go.
Appreciate it, Todd.
All right.
That was an odd phone call.
Yeah. There you go.
I know there's a lot of newer cars out here that you can sync your phones up to, and it'll take care of all your phone calls and text messages and stuff, or it won't let you read them until the car stopped. I know there's stuff like on newer cars where once you have the brake, or in park, once you put it in park, it'll all come through.
It'd be a little irritating if your car was like, you were going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit every time you went to speed, because...
I don't want my car talking to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like...
Or even
flashing things like, yo, you're going fast. It's like, well, I know I'm going fast.
Although it would be funny to listen to, you know, as much as Hot Neighbor talks while we're driving, to listen to the car and her compete for my attention. I think would be hilarious.
You know? I have a feeling she would win.
She's super loud. She would yell and punch the screen, and that would be the end of it. There's no way. I'm already in trouble.
Yeah, you're
just digging that hole, buddy. Digging that hole.
Just keep throwing it over my shoulder. Anyways, all right, guys, we appreciate it. I guess we'll be back in full force on Monday.
Tomorrow's best of.
Best of tomorrow. No new stuff, but we'll pull some good stuff from earlier shows.
Make it entertaining.
Yeah, well, we'll do the best that we can. Buford, you got anything?
The best that we can.
Yeah, we'll try.
Thanks for letting me talk.
Yeah, we'll have Don Hamley tickets tomorrow also.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you guys will have, if somebody really wants them and he didn't get them, we'll give another set of Don Henley tickets away tomorrow in the show. So, yeah, I got nothing.
I got nothing. Yeah,
you're good.
We're back on Monday with a full cast of characters.
I'll send you show prep.
Great.
We
won't.
It'll be there.
Yeah, we used yours today. You can't complain now.
You send us show prep anytime you want to, Buford.
Give me a warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart if we use this.
You're gross.
It means a lot.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Have a good
night, guys. You're listening to News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby.